Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Here at Within the Realm, we believe there's a story behind everything, especially in the things that might not seem to be involved in a story at all. The people and things we cover in this podcast are within my realm, but they have something to tell us beyond those confines. As a podcaster, I'm always trying to expand those confines and to broaden my audience. I have asked those of you who listen and enjoy these stories to share the podcast with at least one person who would enjoy them too. Now it's my turn. Within the past year, I stumbled across a podcast called Shaping Opinion. It's about the people, events, and things that have shaped the way that we think. If you want to learn about why bacon and eggs are the all-American breakfast, or why engagement rings must have diamonds, host Tim O'Brien pulls back the curtain to reveal how that happened. If you want to hear about how big companies handled PR problems like the Tylenol poisonings or the new Coke debacle, Tim's your man. You can find Shaping Opinion at Apple Podcasts and all the usual podcast outlets. But now back to our podcast. Today's episode is about words of wisdom. It was inspired by reflection on several past episodes. Nikki, our Survivor superfan and marathon runner, sharing her belief that we were made to do hard things. And personal trainers Matt and Hannah Pithers, working their way through her difficult illness. I believe they provided us words of wisdom to think upon. There's plenty of advice out there, stretching from Polonius telling Laertes in Hamlet, quote, "This above all, to thine own self be true," end quote. To my own grandmother reciting a fitting verse from Proverbs for any occasion in need of wisdom. There's plenty of advice out there. It's sticking with someone is the real trick. This episode is about words of wisdom, not statements of famous and powerful men pulled from a book. No, our words of wisdom come from people that can be described as ordinary, but some of what they have to say is far from it. For this episode, I had a methodology. Each one of my victims, or interviewees, was given darn little time to think about what their words of living would be. I thought this would result in a more spontaneous and therefore a more authentic end product. In that spontaneity, some of my interviews were conducted after a dinner out or at another social function, so bear with the sound quality. My first interview was with my own mother, Nancy. She grew up in western Oklahoma during the Great Depression and after the worst years of the Dust Bowl, but she went on to be an influential and successful business person. She shared with me words imparted to her by her father.
And he always said to us, "You're not better than anyone else." And then he'd point that finger at you and say, "But nobody's better than you either." So he wanted us to have pride in who we were. I would never have thought of behavior that would reflect poorly on my parents and on my family.
What does "you're no better than anyone else, but no one's better than you"? What does that mean to you?
I think in the context, it was he was never prejudiced in any way that I ever could tell. The banker used to come out and on his daily walk and sometimes drop in for breakfast. So I don't think the local banker made a lot of difference in who was rich in town and who was poor in town. And I think that's part of what he felt, that we should not put any other race down or any other people down, or people that didn't have as much as we had, or people that had more than we had. So I think he thought that that behavior was important. Character was important.
Dr. Rick Farmer, our term limits expert, who we met in our poli-sci episode, had this to share with us.
I grew up in small town Oklahoma. My friends would have said I was a city slicker because I lived in town instead of out in the country. But everyone else would say I was from rural Oklahoma. A very important saying in my family was, leave the rick a little higher than you found it. And it doesn't mean rick as in Rick Farmer. It means the rick of wood that you found behind the house. Leave the rick a little higher than you found it. And I think that's been a guiding principle for me all along. Contribute more than you take.
Having known Dr. Farmer since he was just Rick, I think I can report that he has worked hard to contribute more than he has taken. Christine Bingham, a friend, had words of a more personal nature.
A good way to live is to go out and explore, make sure you live life to the fullest. Don't confine yourself. Enjoy the surroundings around you. There's so much to this world to enjoy than what your parents taught you or what they showed you, you know? You have to find your way on your own.
So what have you done to not confine yourself and to find your way on your own?
I mean, take trips, make sure we get lost, try new restaurants, ask the locals, or find things that are off the beaten path. We don't want your mainstream touristy things all the time.
Tell me about the best time you got lost.
I mean, there's so many. I don't have a good time. Mine is just like, I mean, you take the wrong direction off the highway, and then you look around, you see the city. I mean, I don't really have like a best. Anytime, like you just accidentally take the wrong exit, that exit is meant to be your wrong exit.
What's it done for you?
It made me feel free. It made me feel like an understanding of people and cultures and just enjoying those other aspects that I didn't grow up around.
Brent and Leslie Montgomery, a pastor and his wife, now call Western Nebraska home. Their guiding principles were informed by their faith and their many years in service to people. Let's hear from Leslie first.
Honestly, to treat everyone the way I would like to be treated. Because the older I get, I think I've realized how important that is. When things happen, good things or bad things, I've just come to realize that how I treat people, how I love people, kindness, forgiveness, calling people, sending a card, impromptu visits, making a funeral when we can, making a wedding when we can.
Has it made a difference living that way?
Yes. Just making a bigger effort to go an extra mile, to take an extra step in someone's life, maybe when I don't feel like it, maybe when it takes a little more effort on my part, I always end up getting more. I end up feeling better. The relationship is stronger. I feel more love for myself, from the other person. I always know it was the right thing to do. I feel loved. I feel appreciated. I feel at the end, even though it cost me a little bit more, either in my time or my energy or whatever that extra cost was, I always, at the end of the day, I know it was the right thing to do, and I've never regretted doing the right thing.
So what's a bit of advice that someone gave you that is a guiding principle in your life?
Okay, so a guiding principle is I believe we need to go the directions that God gives us. I found it's apprenticism is easier to steer a moving car. When it comes to those moments of trying to find God's direction in my life, it's easier to do the small steps or the baby steps I figure out and go ahead and start moving and then let God direct versus just completely sitting back and waiting. So that's the Brit. It's easier to steer a moving car. Hard for God to steer me if I'm sitting back doing nothing.
So how successful do you think you've been in steering a moving car?
As a Christian, it takes being in God's Word, good friends, that those two things, if I'm in God's Word, just reading it, nothing, and then just good friends who will be honest with me. I believe these last 15 years, I've been more effective at it.
Todd Mueller is a friend, employee of an auto factory, and the father of five, stretching from college graduate to preschooler. While some might disregard advice from Todd on timing, he shared some hard-learned lessons with me.
If someone said, I need some advice on how to live a good life, what would you tell them?
Well, if you're going to do something that you think is going to help you live a good life, make sure you do it right. Don't say you're going to do something because it's going to help you in life, and then don't give your full into that, or you might not get the result that you should get if you put a full effort into it. If you're going to learn how to do anything, don't just dabble into doing it. If you want to do something and you want to give your best effort and you want an actual result to see how well you can do at something, you have to give your all into whatever that may be.
Is this something that you do?
I think I do that more, less in sports, but more in parenting. I did not do that, so this is a lesson that I learned the hard way, where I wanted to do things, but I just had fun at it. I didn't really push to go to the next level at anything. And so when my kids decided to do things, if it was a sport or a club, I wanted to make sure they gave their all so they could see what that gave them in life. If it's a sport, can you do it? Can you be good at it? If it's a club, what does it give you in life by doing your best at it?
Do you think it's paid off for them?
I do. My son got half his college paid for sports, and it gave him the opportunity to graduate college with no debt now. So he's starting a career and has no big bill payment like a lot of kids are now. My daughter has done several things and found out that she's pretty natural at a lot of it, and she puts in the effort and pays attention and listens and follows directions and does her best. And that's all. I don't ask them to go to the next level, but if you're going to do something, just do your best at it. Don't waste your time like I feel I kind of did. I mean, I had fun, which I guess was why I did it. I think kids nowadays are more competitive than that as far as wanting to take things to the next level. And it's not just sports. It's everything. Being a dad, being a friend. If you're going to call yourself someone's friend and they need help and you just want to sit down and relax and not help, you're not being a real friend. And you're not going to get what you could get out of that friendship because it's not something that you've put enough effort into to realize what a true friendship is.
Our last bit of wisdom for this episode comes from Josh Garrett, my oldest son, a millennial, a musician, and geographic information systems tech. Even though his years are fewer than some of my other contributors, the words speak no less truer to him.
Is there a bit of advice that you have incorporated into your life as a guiding principle?
I don't know that I'd say a bit of advice. Things that I've read and things that I watch, bits of media always kind of influence me a lot or mean a lot to me. And so ever since I read The Outsiders in eighth grade, the idea of that nothing gold can stay has been really important to me. And it's something that I realize is more true as I live my life. And it's a little depressing, but it helps keep things straight.
How has it kept things straight?
Well, I think that it allows you to remember, like, things that are going good, to kind of be in the moment and kind of enjoy those things while you have them, rather than don't take them for granted, because they're not always going to be there. I also think that there's something to it, like, that the reason that things are golden is because that they can't stay. That if you had good times all the time, they wouldn't be good, they'd just be normal. But because they're fleeting is what makes them so enjoyable and great. And so I think it's a reminder, you know, nothing gold can stay means that when we're in that golden moment, be in it and appreciate it.
So there you have it. Words of wisdom from a wide field. Each unique, developed as a way to make sense of the experiences we're going through and to provide purpose as we're going through them. All who shared on this episode have committed to live by these principles, which I find commendable. My words of wisdom? They're borrowed from David Crockett, backwoods philosopher and king of the wild frontier. Quote, always know what's right, then go ahead. End quote. It's not the knowing part that's the hardest. It's the going ahead. We'd like to hear from you. What are your words of wisdom? You can share those with us at our email address, contact@withinpodcast.com. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember to share our podcast with at least one person who would enjoy it. You can find ways to share our episodes from iTunes and Spotify on our Facebook page, Within the Realm. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram. Find our entire catalog of episodes, show notes, and other info about the podcast on our website, withinpodcast.com. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.